And I hope you can feel it as well. Man, I'll tell you what, the news, it just keeps coming and coming like an avalanche, right? Welcome to Hagmann. It's the Hagmann Report for today. It's Wednesday, July 9, the ninth day of July, 2025. It just keeps coming, whether you want it or not. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. Tonight I've got with me Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com. It's going to be in the program description box, okay? So just so you know, when we talk about health, matters of health, whatever we talk about, there's two things that you've got to know. Number one is Austin and Ted, of course, have a radio show every weekday mornings, and of course it's on Sunday as well. But go to teamhealthmasters.com as well as their website dedicated for the radio show, okay? And the links will be in the program description box. But of all the supplemental or supplement companies, the nutritional companies out there, Team Health Masters is by far, in my view, the premier health supplement company out there. And there it is on your screen. So please visit them, bookmark that website, and also listen to their radio show. It's an informational download. It's an hour every day informational download that's kind of required for our show prep here. And with me in the silence, I didn't tell Austin Brower this, and it was kind of because of my schedule, is co-hosting with me for this hour as well. And he's going to have some questions for Austin. Some conversation with Austin is Randy Taylor. So I just want to set the stage, and then Randy's going to be with me in the second hour. But again, it was kind of my screw up, but it's a good screw up. If I have to screw up, it's a good way to screw up. So Randy Taylor, meet Austin Brower. You've heard him, you know about him, and I know you're a fan, and Austin, Randy Taylor, rt@hagmannpi.com is his communication address. But Austin, you and I, we've got to I gotta find out what's on your mind. What is on your radar? I know based on, brother, I know based on your radio show. So tell me. Don't hold back.
The show is always in Randy. Glad to have you with us, man. I love your stuff. I
love your stuff. Right on. You know what? We've seen each other in passing, and yeah. I watch you. I've just never met you. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, my friend. And there's a whole lot of crap we can do. So we've got, it depends what monkey do you want to start with? Which dancing elephant do you want to look at first? I mean, there's so many of them. It's like, I don't know.
Grab the closest one, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if we have Eric Detect, do we have an internet issue or audio issue with Austin? Because I don't.
Camera computer.
Yeah.
All right. What am I messed up on? Can you see me?
We can see you, but the audio is rough, and I don't want to lose a word of what you say. So,
it's cracking. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. You want me to reconnect?
Wait. Whatever you just did something.
You did something that you're clear as a bell just then.
So.
All right. My tech behind the computer just rebooted everything. We good now?
You are 5x5.
Check. We're hot and ready to go. Right. I mean, so there's so much stuff going on. I mean, I know the Epstein topic a lot of people are talking about. We could talk about some of that tonight. I mean, I think everybody's realized that. I mean, all we do is get lied to, so there's not much difference there. One of the biggest things that I think nobody's really talked about, and it's kind of odd because the mainstream media has not covered it at all. And I sent the link to Eric earlier, and the CDC came out on Monday night and said that they have ended all emergency postures for H5N1 bird flu. Pretty much there's no more reports of avian influenza bird flu at all. There's no more cases of anybody contracting avian influenza H5N1 at all. And they said everything needs to be deactivated and go back to regular program activity. Just out of nowhere. And the crazy part about this is this comes on the heels of last month, RFK Jr. called back the the $600 million Moderna bird flu vaccine contract, which in total they were going to receive $766 million for the procurement of the vaccine and manufacturing and the sales of the vaccine as far as the first round and injecting chickens and cows with H5N1 RNA gene therapy vaccines. And that entire program was dissolved. RFK Jr. called the contract back. And suddenly, out of thin air, Doug, just out of the H5N1 doesn't exist. No more cases, no more chicken slaughtering, no more 15 million hen laying eggs being butchered and burned because of H5N1 PCR tests. Nothing to see here. Don't talk about it. Doesn't exist. And nobody wants to ask the question, why in the world was this only a problem when we were pumping almost $1 billion into Moderna for a vaccine under the Biden administration? Now, suddenly, the vaccine's not getting made. Suddenly, the CDC quietly under the covers goes, oh, H5N1's not a good thing anymore. Go back to your standard broadcast. Don't look at this. Don't talk about it. It never happened. I mean, and again, nobody's talked about it at all because all this other, you know,
monkey shit is going on. Not a peep.
Wow. So
that speaks volumes right there.
Yeah.
My question was to everyone today on the show, because I just found this out, is what was all this about then? The billions of dollars in subsidies that we were paying farmers to slaughter their chicken, the egg prices in some cases going to $11, $12, $13 a dozen for organic eggs, telling everyone, remember, they also were coming out with an H5N1 influenza RNA bird flu injection for humans that they wanted to take into trials. That was all happening too. That was part of the Moderna program. So all of this is now suddenly the virus is just doesn't exist. It was so ominously close to COVID. I couldn't but laugh today, because I told you guys last year, the way they were hyping it up, I told you, I said, this is going to be the next COVID. If the Biden administration has their way with this and they keep pumping this up, if you give enough money to an agency and you give enough money to a vaccine company, they'll find a problem. They'll find something to produce for something, even if it doesn't exist. And I think that's what this entire boondoggle was with H5N1. Not saying that virus doesn't exist, not saying it can't cause problems, but the fact that now the CDC just quietly, after they've made this thing national topic for the last 2 years, suddenly now, nothing to see, don't worry about it, no more protocols, no vaccine, it doesn't exist. That speaks almost as much volumes as this entire Epstein debacle.
Imagine if Harris was president.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of the thing that even if Biden got reelected, if Harris, if you got one of these goons in there and quite frankly, I don't even think it has much to do with the presidency as it did with RFK Jr. He's probably been the most instrumental individual in the Biden or in the Trump administration, actually getting stuff done, getting the food dyes out, getting that entire vaccine insane board posse off the board of approving these shots with the FDA and the CDC, and getting a lot of things actually done. And he's the one who was instrumental in getting this contract canceled with the H5N1 shot with Moderna. And so I think if this shot would have gone through, they would have got the money and we didn't have RFK Jr. in there, even under the Trump administration, I'm not 100% convinced you would have the CDC pull another COVID-19 out of pocket shot again and say, hey, guess what? Everybody's got to get the shot because bird flu's out now. This whole thing, there's too much into it, too much time, too much energy, too much media coverage for the last 2 years for them just to quietly say it doesn't exist anymore. Unless they just don't want any coverage going to us, so they don't want anybody asking questions. What was the deal with this whole thing?
I would be curious what the response would be.
Yeah, well, there has been no more response. They issued a super short letter on it, saying essentially the public, the health risk to public is low. States need to end all emergency designations.
Wow.
Nothing to see here, bro. Don't worry about it.
I wonder if RFK will say anything about it, if he'll actually come out and address it publicly.
I hope he will, because, I mean, like I said, he was the one who got this contract killed. So I really hope he comes out and kind of goes, hey, guys, clearly we didn't need a vaccine, right? That's the irony about this. We're going to dump $700 million to Moderna so they can make a vaccine to save everyone and save all the animals, because it was complete and total necessity, they said. It was a necessity to get this shot on the market.
Oh, yeah.
But now the shot never got produced, and now the virus isn't there. So you kind of got to ask yourself the question, Is that the case with many viruses happen? You know, is this stuff just more theater to make more money and get people sicker with shots? I don't know. You be the judge.
If they were going to chase animals around with this, you can be certain that they would have tried to work humans next.
Oh, absolutely. They already said it.
Absolutely.
That was the next goal. Yeah. I mean, the thing, they didn't come to find out. Like, I even found the numbers on it. They said, what was it? 71 people over the last 2 years contracted bird flu. 71 people in the entire United States. 71 people. And they said one of those people died. Remember in January in Louisiana when they hyped it up right after the election. They said, oh, my gosh, somebody's died from H5N1 in Louisiana. Then you come and find out they're already sick as a dog. They've already been in the hospital multiple times. Yeah. Had nothing to do related to H5N1. But that was them, you know, spooling up the theater. And, yeah, so, again, more theater, more money that didn't need to be spent on a vaccine that we didn't need. And who knows what health problems would have come along with that shot.
More
that thing out.
More people died choking on popcorn at the movies than died with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. You're right, probably. I mean, that, and that's the irony of that. And so, yeah, I mean, while we have all this theater going on, and I mean, then you got the coincidental timing with this unbelievably insane surveillance bill getting passed on Friday, then this horrific tragedy in Texas, and then all of a sudden the Epstein thing gets dumped out on Sunday night. Now we have this massive flooding in New Mexico. Now we have more flooding in North Carolina that's getting all this coverage. And now it's like, oh, yeah, we're not talking about any of this other stuff now. These floods, which they're pretty serious. A lot of people are dying. It's not okay. But again, it's always the way it stuffs time when you got to start digging into it and figure out what's really going on behind the scenes. And why are these things so coincidentally timed?
They never run out of distractions. That's certain.
Exactly right.
Well, they never run out of distractions. So Austin, what is the distraction and what is the real thing?
Yeah.
We
were talking the other night on the show, though. It's we're getting baited and switched here. So something is not kosher. Something is not right. Okay. And Doug and I were talking about this, and we're going all the way back to election night. You know, 4 years ago or 4.5 years ago, they couldn't conclude an election, you know, 2 weeks after the election. But this last election, everything was ready at 10 o'clock on Sunday night or whatever night it was. Suddenly we knew who the president was and boom, boom, boom. I've had some questions on this whole with Trump. I've had some serious questions because I don't like his nod to the globalists to snatch up the Panama Canal. I was uncomfortable with him talking about militarily going into Greenland, even joking around. You know, and everything that's going on with Canada. There's just things happening that are bugging me. There's just things bothering me.
No, you're exactly right about that.
I didn't know if you're getting that same feeling where we've
And I think one of you said earlier, like the bait and switch, the distraction. I think one of the biggest things that has been done behind the scenes that has gotten zero coverage is essentially the Palantir technology with the AI software that's being implemented and is being funded now with this BBB bill that got passed on Friday, and the amount of money that's about to be funneled into biometric and AI facial recognition software security across the globe. People don't understand that we're about to start having biometric software AI systems put up in almost every major intersection in the United States. We're about to start having facial recognition cameras on almost every highway in the entire country. We're about to have an entire grid monitoring system from Palantir that'll cross-reference everything from your taxes to your bank account to your phone number to the how many tickets you've had to your phone log to your geo-tracking. Every single thing that you possibly touch that has a digital footprint is about to be cataloged through an AI platform with Palantir that's being funded through this bill that just passed on Friday. This is up there, if not worse than the Patriot Act from 2001.
Yes,
and nobody's discussed it except for a few alt media. And the thing that I talked about on this show and my show a couple weeks ago is one of the good buddies that I have that used to do GSR contracting, GRS, with the CIA. he flat out told me that the whole Palantir system, what they're building with this AI software, is going to be used to build a basically a credible threat scale, or essentially a score system, even more aggressive almost than what they have in the social credit score. Meaning they're going to data log everything you do, everything you say, everything you text, everything you look up, everywhere you go, everything, where you drive, and it's going to be put in this AI catalog that's going to issue you essentially a score behind the scenes. And it's not something we're going to have access to. It's going to be primarily used with DOD and DOJ and FBI and basically law enforcement, so they can look at the risk assessment before they even engage with you. That's the beginning phase of this. And they're using this guise under, we're putting all this money for immigration. We're going to stop illegal immigration. We're going to do this biometric security, which, by the way, we have to have some controls on illegal immigration. It's gotten so insanely out of control in the Biden administration. There is no other option. But then they're using that as the scapegoat to put this giant grid fence around everyone and say, okay, everybody's going to be monitored 24/7 with biometric facial recognition AI software everywhere you go. Because it's for your safety, because we want to stop illegal immigration. And it's the Hegelian dialectic that they've done so many times, where it's problem, action, solution. They create the problem, they design the action, then they bring the solution point, and it's always under their control. I mean, why is it that suddenly, you know, Israel tells their little do boy, America, oh, you're going to go drop bombs on Iran. Okay, cool. Got that. Well, then suddenly they go, well, we need to do this now. Oh, we need another $10 billion in this bill you're throwing out there. Oh, okay, we're going to do that too. And we find out years ago that Epstein was either Mossad or worked with Mossad in the intelligence community, worked with the CIA, a lot of stuff he was involved in with gathering intel and blackmailing individuals. All that stuff we knew about and we talked about for the last 15 years. They even talked about Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book. I mean, they've had discussions about this stuff for years, that it existed, the FBI had full access to it, that the judge wouldn't release it after her trial. And now suddenly we get on Sunday night, there's no list. There's no clients. There's nobody that's done anything. Epstein just worked on his own and basically had sex with a bunch of underage girls. What are you talking about? None of this has happened. Completely gaslight the shit out of everybody. Excuse my language. And everybody's sick of it now, dude. Everybody's really sick of it now.
And it wasn't like my black book in high school. This was a black book.
No, serious.
This is huge. They said it was people had eyes on it. People had eyes on it and have spoken about it. I mean, it's supposed to be like in excess of 400 pages. Actual book.
And that's what I've been told by other guys who used to work in the intelligence community that knew of this or about this or heard stuff from the inside, is that that's what the entire purpose of Epstein's protocol that he did was. He's been doing it since the 90s. You don't take somebody like him and have these interconnected contacts where people are giving him $40 million penthouses in New York, giving them to him, giving him giant compounds out in New Mexico, $20, $30 million compounds gifted to him because he just happens to hang out at parties with everybody and hangs out with some girls. Like, the entire platform of what he did was strategic with the intelligence community to get dirt on everyone with underage girls. Yep. Everybody knew it. It's been talked about openly. And now for them to come out now and say, there's nothing happened. We don't even know why Ghislaine Maxwell is basically in jail for trafficking. We don't even know why any of this is happening. None of it existed. It doesn't even happen. This is the Twilight Zone. Nothing is what you see. Nothing is what you hear. And they're doing this to continually change the narrative. If they keep this up, it's going to happen in 4 or 5 years. This is going to die down. And when anybody brings up Epstein, people are going to go, that's misinformation. FBI's already concluded nothing there. You conspiracy theorist. You grandma killer. Why even talk about this stuff? It's a lie. It's a total lie. FBI concluded nothing's there. And that's exactly why they did it. Because in a couple months, with short-term memory loss, the American population, because nobody wants to eat clean or take their supplements, everybody's going to go, oh, no, FBI, they already said there's nothing there. While all those girls and all that horrific thing happened to those underage kids, and nothing ever is going to be held accountable for the people that did it.
And the young girls is all we really know about.
Yeah.
There's no telling what all the combined perversions were.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure there's a whole other level to it. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, you see it, we know it, it's talked about, and then suddenly they do a full 180 on it and pretend. And I mean, like, I sent a link to Eric earlier. And I mean, Trump and Bondi look so unbelievably bad today in that press interview when one of the guys asked the question. He goes, hey, Was Epstein ever tied to any intelligence communities? This has been a rumor. We're asking you this because it hasn't been addressed. And why was there a minute footage cut out of this video? And then Trump goes on this tirade, acting like a child that got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. Why would you bring up Epstein? Nobody talks about Epstein. People are talking about him. Why would you even bring this up? This is stupid, silly. I can't believe you asked this question like that. And I'm like, a simple answer would have been fine. I mean, yeah. It looked bad, man. Like, and then Pam Bondi gives this like half-ass circled around answer, and then come to find out the video photos that they have of the cell isn't even the same cell that was from the original stuff that we saw. And then she goes, "Well, it's an old antiquated video system." You need to play. I sent you a link. Play it. Let everybody see it.
You know what? Remember when we were talking about behavioral science, Doug, a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that we said, we know somebody's lying, is when they over-explain what
they're doing. That's exactly right. And they over-defend. If you sit there and go, "Well, why would you do that?" And they immediately go, "Why would you ask me that question? That's a stupid question. Why would you ask me that?" It's just yes or no, bro. I just asked a question. You don't have to get super defensive. Over-explaining and over-defensive, that is immediate guarantee that somebody's involved or they're doing something, they're guilty almost every time. And law enforcement will tell you that. Anytime.
Another sign about these biometrics coming, I'm going to say this just from what I saw in Canada. When they had everybody locked down with COVID, while people were locked in their homes and there were curfews, they were putting up towers.
Yep.
We have got towers in Canada everywhere. And if you drive and you look, it's a grid. It's grids.
Yep.
I'm not joking. I'm not making this up.
We have here
Oh, man. While we were locked down, they were putting these things up in record time. That's for the system that Austin's talking about.
Yep. That's the 5G microwave energy towers that they put
in. Yes, sir.
They admit they're there. Everybody knows that they're 5G. And what's crazy, the exact same thing happened in Florida, is because I didn't really lock down much in Florida. I kind of did whatever the hell I wanted to do. I still ran a business. I still operate. I was still on the highway all the time. Never really had any issues. That it was the craziest thing. I'd be driving, then next week I'd go to another place. I'd head to Orlando, and all of a sudden I'm like, "That's a gigantic tower. Where the heck did that go?" Then another one, then another one, and I'm like, "Okay, I got very good visual memory." And I'm sitting there looking at stuff, and I'm like, "I was here a week ago. None of these towers were here." And I'm talking overnight; they went up. It was nuts.
Yep, and they still act like they're crazy. But I was in Canada at the time, and I noticed it in Canada. It's just, and it's happening across the states. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. This is real. If you haven't noticed the towers up, you really need to go outside and take a better look, because they're there.
But, and that's why I encourage so many people. I'm like, you've got to do everything you can more now than ever to protect your online privacy with whatever things you need. That's why I always like on my phone, my selfie camera, I keep a piece of tape over that thing. I keep a camera cover on the back of it. I keep all my permissions turned off on any app unless I need to use it. If I need to have a private conversation, my phone doesn't go with me. I mean, my man cave that I have on my compound, I have no internet up there. It's a complete dead room for a reason. It's a place we go. The kids, friends want to get away, chill out. There's no internet connection up there. I mean, I got solar board on. If I want to have internet, I can go downstairs. I can flip on a server or Wi-Fi if I want to turn it on. Other than that, everything stays unplugged. Cool. There's so much surveillance that they're building on everybody right now. And then the problem is now people want to keep giving all their data away. They want to fill this stuff out and give this and hand this over. And then on the computers, every stinking website you go to now, accept all cookies, accept all tracking cookies. I'm like, no, reject. I'm not going to consent to that. I don't want you tracking me. And that's the way it is getting worse and worse and worse. And then it's like you're looking at this thing, and it's like you said earlier, what's the bait and switch? What are they doing behind the scenes when all this other crap comes out? And now they're sitting there laughing about it, going, "Yeah, we did another $5 trillion bill. Pentagon's getting another $158 billion to the Pentagon, because why they need $158 billion when they can't even manage what they have? They lose money all the time." I mean, a couple months ago, they came out and said the doggone audit of the Pentagon, they can't come up. I don't know, the $1.5 trillion went, I don't know, we just put that trillion over there. No, it's over that side. No, it's not over there. I gave that trillion to you, Doug. Where's it at?
And the other thing, too, with these towers, and please note this, the towers involved in this are exactly identical
Yeah.
They're identical.
Yep.
Okay, you know how I used to see towers? This one might have a couple discs on, a couple satellite discs, and, and something over here. These towers are rubber stamp. Boom, 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 boom. They are identical, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you're exactly right about that. They all have the same systems on, the big, giant refrigerator-sized 5G transmitters. And they're all, and you notice, like you just said, they've strategically laid them out because they have to have a certain distance. Back in the day when the old cell phone towers, it was pretty much whoever had a good piece of property.
Exactly.
They got a contract with AT&T. It was like, okay, he's got property. He gets a contract with him. He puts a giant cell tower up randomly out of the middle of nowhere. These 5Gs have a grid pattern to them so they can cross, they overlap, they cross overlay over everything.
It's really obvious if you look for it. But a lot of people just drive by it and they don't think about it. I'm telling you, after this show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen them, go out and look. They're there.
And folks, you're listening to the Randy Taylor and Austin Brewer show, heard right here on Rumble.
Sorry, no.
This is great. I love this. This is on point 100%. So thank you both, and continue, please, Austin. Continue with the information download, because
I want to put that video up that I sent earlier. I want to see the over explanation and complete and total obfuscation when Trump and Bondi. I want everybody to see that so they understand what I'm talking about with psychological positioning, with, you know, basically the CIA mantra: admit nothing, deny everything, make counter accusations. Because this was the perfect example of this.
Oh, he was textbook on this.
Textbook. Did it perfect. Yep. Anybody knows it. They saw it in a second. And then Pam Bondi, bless her heart. I don't even think she's realized what she got herself into.
Just before we hit that play button, my prediction is Bondi will not be in office within 3 months. She will not.
No, I think she's going to resign. I think personally they led her in like a lamb to get slaughtered with this. They put her on the front page. They told her what they told her. And because a lot of people have been hammering her saying, oh, she's culpable. She's this. Yeah, she's tied up in it now. But I don't think she had any idea how deep this swamp got when she got into it. And she's been the front face for this now. And she's taking all the brunt. But again, that's what they do. They need a front man to take the blame. Yeah. They need a lamb, basically, to slaughter on television to let everybody get mad at. But she's over here going like, oh, my God, what the heck?
You guys notice how Lovett looks very uncomfortable now.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Trump did the diversion perfect. He's so good at it. She's over there like, oh, my God, I cannot believe I'm even sitting here right now having to deal with this. Like,
you just said it. if her brain could have talked that day out loud. That's what she was thinking. No. What have I gotten myself into?
That's exactly right. You can see it on her body.
Because she's basically an honest person, I believe.
That's what I say. I think because everybody's been hammering her online. I get it. But I think, honestly, I think she really probably thought, or she knew, or she was going to do what she's supposed to do and release stuff. And, I mean, me personally, I think Mossad came in and said, no, this building's get passed on Friday, and nobody's getting anything released. There is no intelligent community getting, as far as divulged. Nobody's talking about this. CIA, Mossad, this is not new for them. I mean, we go all the way back to Hoover with the FBI, keeping files on everybody. This old school blackmail stuff. That's when they come out and they say, Epstein is involved in anything. I'm like, bro, blackmail has been the basis of controlling political powers for decades, if not centuries.
and when it comes to the Epstein thing, you know, we don't know if Trump's on there or not. Maybe he was. Maybe he's afraid of that being exposed. Something is wrong in the White House, ladies and gentlemen. Something is wrong.
And you can see the deflection and the defense behavior in that video in a second. Why in the world he's acting like that? Like you said, either A, he was on the list. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Figured he probably is because just about everybody knew Epstein. He hung out with him. But B, also, too, it's like nobody wants to touch this topic anymore because I think there's so much dark theater behind it with manipulation, with murder. That girl that was one of the Epstein victims, now suddenly she commits suicide randomly right before all this stuff comes out again. And it's like, there's, when you start dealing with these intelligence communities, they don't operate on the same playing field that American citizens operate. They operate in an entirely different world, and people don't understand that until you start talking to some of these guys that retired. they don't play by any rules. They make their own rules, nobody has to tell them. Nobody can tell them what to do. And so I think there's a lot of darkness behind this whole thing. And I think everybody's, for some odd reason, everybody is scared to bring this topic up with Epstein now. And it's like, shut it up. It doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. Stick in your lane now. Nobody talks about it, period. And there's a reason why that's happening.
Let me just say this. I was told this morning that the relationship between the U.S. and Israel is, and this is a very specific phrase, hand in glove. The only question is, who's the hand and who's the glove? Who's really running things? All right. So let's Eric the Tech, you got that video ready? Let's play it.
Sure. Your memo and release yesterday on Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for an American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who is Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of his death?
Yeah. Sure.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
Okay, I just want to pop in here real quick. Now, that was from yesterday. People have seen this. But in terms of the behavioral analysis, I'm not a certified teacher or anything like that, but I do have experience. Trump's behavior, his language, his movements suggest obviously irritability, but also an unwillingness to talk about this particular subject at this time. Now, the context before and after, look, it was a cabinet meeting. I get his agitation. However, Bondi is a totally different subject altogether. And I'll just say this. If you have cues about lying, not telling the truth, however you want to phrase it, that could be exhibit A in terms of that. So,
yes. As far as evidence, too, people are too focused on flight list. Okay. There were numerous places that Epstein had set up for various reasons. And you mentioned a few of them in the beginning there, Austin. You know, townhouses and all that. So it's not just about flight lists.
Right.
There was perversion going on everywhere that this man was. And we don't know the level of it. But I absolutely think that Trump might as well get used to people asking him about it, because they have not answered the question to our satisfaction.
Well, and Pam Bondi just steps in it when she goes, I don't have any knowledge of him working with an intelligence. You could see her whole demeanor when she says it. I have no knowledge of him working for any intelligence community. I'll have to get back to you on that. Like, okay, so you've got all this data. You literally drove through the FBI, went through all this data, and you have no knowledge of him being involved in it. We literally, there's hundreds of people that have been in discussion involved with him that talks about what he was doing in behind the scenes with intelligence communities. The fact he even had an Austrian passport and all these other crazy things. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that whole video is, and it, Trump does his best to deflect it, then blame the reporter for asking the question, that makes him feel stupid for asking the question and feel guilty for bringing the question up. When, quite frankly, that was a very legitimate question the reporter brought up. May have been bad timing or out of context, but that's a legitimate question. Because
they don't get that always that opportunity to ask.
Right, exactly.
So cool, ask it. He asked
exactly.
it for me.
And that was a very legitimate question. There have been dozens and dozens and dozens of instances of people alleging that basically Epstein was working with Mossad, that he was working with intelligence communities. And like you said, he had all these different areas that he was at, and perversion followed him everywhere. And so to ask a question, was he involved in an intelligence community? That's a legitimate question to ask. And the fact that Trump got so defensive showed you he was trying to deflect it.
Pretty much answered the question.
He never answers anything. He just redirects and blame shifts the reporter for asking the question. And so it rolls around for a minute every night with the camera. So there's a minute missing every single night. I'm like, what? That doesn't even make sense. I mean, and then on top of that, it's not even the same door, the same footage. Like, what do you?
The most famous prisoner in the world.
Yeah.
At that time. And Bill Barr is the guy that I would like to waterboard.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's got some information.
Oh yeah. And someone had said at one point that Bill Barr was there the day before Epstein.
I would be surprised.
Killed himself.
Yeah. And the whole thing about it was, here's the million-dollar question: if there was no list and there was no incriminating evidence and there was none of this stuff, why would he have killed himself if he was probably about to get released anyways?
Thank you.
There was nothing to charge him with because there was nothing there. None of it existed. It wasn't real. Why would he commit himself? Why would he hang himself on a double bunk bed that was like 5 feet tall? And the guy's like 6'1". How'd he even do that? I've never even figured that whole story out. They could at least come up with a better holding cell to put him in.
That is just such a huge lie, and Trump might as well get used to people asking him. And I'll be honest with you, I hope the reporters stay on him about it.
No, I hope they do too. I hope they don't let this go, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, even if they would have come in and they would have said, right now, we do have some more information. We have some individuals that we're going to be looking at, indicting or investigating, and basically they were involved in this. Everybody would have taken a step back and they would have gone, okay. Little carrot again. They would get everybody a carrot. They played their hand so abruptly and so disrespectfully and said, oh, by the way, there's nothing here. There's nobody to indict. There's nobody to charge. There's nobody to look at. Nothing exists. Nothing happened. And it was like, bro, you can't even try to play that off and let anybody believe you.
They ran the national security excuse on us.
Yeah.
So if there was there was nothing in the file, don't tell me she hadn't looked in the file by the time she made that comment. About national security.
You watched the video. We played it on this show in February. She's in the interview, and she goes, "Yeah, I've got the file. I've got the list sitting on my desk. It's about to get released. We've reviewed it. I've looked through it all. It's on my desk." She's bragging about it.
There are 14 terabytes of videos.
Terabytes, 14. Bro.
Yeah,
and
the computer, I think 30 some computers, hard drives, USB drives, but 14 terabytes. And I put on my X, I posted something on X. Jack Cashel wrote an article about who would be on the client list, and he named names. And what I posted was, if they cannot create or produce an indictment from 14 terabytes, You know, look, I've done, I've assisted in creation of indictments, and I'll tell you this, okay, I've done it with a lot less, so that's obscene.
Well, so no, here's the thing, this same agency, the FBI, this same agency that can't find anybody to prosecute or indict for child trafficking for 14 terabytes is the same one that was sending SWAT teams out to Nebraska to go raid 70-year-old women's house and drag them back to D.C. to indict them for trespassing on federal grounds because there was a security camera of a lady walking to the Capitol on January 6th. That same agency that can go do all this and put all this time and resources to go send 30 agents to somebody's house and arrest them for trespassing and drag them all the way back to D.C. is the same one that goes through 14 terabytes of data and can't find a single person to prosecute.
Think about 14 terabytes. Like, if you go back and think about all the videos and the data we collected when we were doing counterterrorism work.
Yeah.
Stop it. The entire Iraq-Afghanistan war. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to tell me that, like you just said, 14 terabytes and there was nothing?
Nothing.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's funny too. Now today, I saw this. Basically, they came out now, I guess, to try to throw a bone because this is getting a bunch of coverage, and CNN's trying to like prop it up, like, "Well, this is great for the population because nobody can afford houses anymore, and everybody's renting, and they don't have any mortgage history." So they said now the Federal Housing Finance Agency is helping Americans out. In a statement on social media, they will accept consumer credit score system when evaluating credit worthiness for mortgages sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac based on rent payments. So they're going to have a credit social ecosystem, Vantage 4.0, requiring new infrastructure to allow AI to evaluate people's credit worthiness by how often they pay their rent on time, and it can be used to help them get a mortgage now with BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, so they can afford a house instead of having to rent forever. Yay! The government has more surveillance and more monitoring and more scoring on us. I'm so excited.
Like the Patriot Act.
There's so much fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Folks, Randy Taylor and Austin Brower, go to teamhealthmasters.com, bookmark that website, and I'll tell you something. They've got the, in my view, the world's best supplements. Teamhealthmasters.com is the website. The best nutritional supplements on the planet. Again, I believe in their products, and I certainly hope that everyone listening tonight, viewing tonight, I hope that they're thinking about their health. And if you are thinking about your health, because without your health, you don't have much. So take care of yourself and do so by way of Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com. And then while you're at it, make sure you bookmark and listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show every day. It's an hour's worth of information download you can't afford to miss. It's really concise. And I'm telling you what, there's a lot of data that they, a lot of information they provide. Austin, okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
by the way,
you.
I made HR5 hot earlier before the show. If anybody wants to use that, to try something out, give it a shot, 5% off on HR5. And also, too, we have the prostate support, probably one of the best support formulas for men for prostate. That's also on sale today for product of the week. Everybody voted. I didn't think that one was going to win. It's a great product, but I guess, everybody voted on it. So it won. Great. Just want to let everybody know that on a heads up when they check out the website and have the coupon code for all regular priced items on there as well, Doug.
Yeah, I sent my wife's nephew to your website for that exact product. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer at age 50. Okay, so but a very low grade cancer. However, I said, look, man, you got to be taking this, and I said from Health Masters, so he's going to be stocking up.
The thing that I always try to explain to a lot of, because I'm still young and I'm still super healthy, but I've watched a lot of this now, is prostate issues are something that a lot of times are very easily preventable if you take care of yourself building up to it. The problem is a lot of prostate problems are very silent, and they creep and build and build and build, and then when they start having really severe issues, that's when people start to notice them, but they've been going on for so long. And so that's why it's really important to keep your PSA levels down and basically keep your inflammation down and take the proper supplements and really keep your body overall healthy instead of waiting till you start having serious issues with it, because there are a lot of people now that are coming down with different types of cancers. And whether or not, you know, we speculate if the shot's increasing that with the turbo cancers. From what I've seen, I personally think that. But again, there's a lot of reasons. In some cases, people's lifestyle, the amount of seed oils. You know, I talked about on our show today, they're doing a new study now on soybean oil and corn oil. That's like almost everything now. And it's one of the most inflammatory compounds in every ultra-processed food. They said on average now, the American populace eats 3 to 5 tablespoons of vegetable oil or corn oil or soy oil every single day. 3 to 5 tablespoons. That's how prevalent it is in almost everything. And they've tried to push it as like, oh, it's a health oil. Soybean oil and canola oil are both unbelievably inflammatory. Canola oil is from a rapeseed plant. You got corn, which is all GMO glyphosate-based. Soybean oil is all estrogen-based. And all of them are almost always GMO. And they cause all types of health issues, including increased risk of cancer, myocarditis, which has been a problem we've seen from the shots. They're also showing now that these oils cause so much inflammation, it's difficult for the body to actually recover in certain instances. And that's one of the reasons why I tell people all the time, make sure you're reading the ingredients on these products that you're eating, because a lot of times these foods have a lot of issues. Because, I mean, soy oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, they were all machine lubricants when they first came out. They were never even designed for human consumption. Everybody used to eat butter. I mean, heck, some kids, lard's better for you than hydrogenated soy oil. And so there's an article here that was talking about, I talked about on the show, and it talked about in detail. Where's it at here? They said clinical and epidemiological studies have now linked seed oil consumption to significant increase in oxidative stress, inflammation, mitochondrial damage, cancer risk, and cardiovascular dysfunction, despite being touted as healthy fats. And it's interesting, there was a study going all the way back to 1970. And the study here, they looked at it on corn oil back 1965. Excuse me. This is the earliest clinical trial to examine seed oil's effect on heart health. It was conducted in 1965. Participants were given 19 teaspoons of corn oil daily and followed. The study was stopped early because the group consuming the corn oil experienced such significantly higher cardiovascular deaths. They had to stop the trial for moral reasons because so many people were dying. They were eating all this corn oil in the study. At the end of the study, the research concluded, under the circumstances of this trial, corn oil cannot be recommended. It is most unlikely to be beneficial. It is possibly harmful. That was from 1965, and yet now you found it in almost every single food item you buy. You got soybean oil or corn oil. So I wanted to touch base on that. RFK Jr.'s covered it a lot. He talks about it. He hammers it. And because those two are really the most prevalent ones and also the worst. There's some other ones that people talk about that are on the market that aren't as bad. There's one like sunflower oil, safflower oil. That's not ideal. But in most cases, they're not GMO. And secondly, they're not as inflammatory markers as the soy and the corn. And also the amount in most cases is what's so prevalent. Because in a lot of these food items with soy and corn, it's like one of the most prevalent ingredients in the food. That's why people are eating 3 to 5 tablespoons of seed oil every single day now, because it's in everything. And so when I go out to restaurants, a lot of times when the waiter or waitress comes up, they'll ask you, are there any allergies to the table? I said, yeah. Any seed oils. I want everything cooked in butter or in olive oil. And in most cases, they'll do that for you. Some restaurants, though, won't. But a lot of times restaurants will try to do that, especially nicer restaurants. Cheaper restaurants, they don't even have that. Dad went to Beef O'Brady's yesterday and was trying to order some fish there. And he goes, I need it cooked in butter, olive oil. They came back. So only oil we have in the back is soybean oil. We don't use anything else. He goes, you know, like avocado oil, olive oil, butter. You have no butter. I said, no, we don't use butter. We use soybean oil, everything. And he left. And I laughed at him. I said, dude, the stuff's just, we're getting so exposed to it. It's causing so many health problems and clogging up the arteries and causing so many heart issues. It's really important to keep it on your diet. But I wanted to touch base on that because it's an important topic I had to hit today.
It's amazing the crap they put in our food.
No, it is. It's nuts. Once you understand it, once you really dive into it and you start analyzing a lot of these ingredients, the high fructose corn syrup, GMO corn, the corn oil, the soy oil, the food color, the monodiglycerides, and it's not that there's one thing you eat occasionally, and he got something in it. The body's resilient. It can get toxins out of his body pretty good with a good, healthy liver. And even if your liver's having issues, run the GHI cleanse. It's the fact that we're getting exposed to it in almost every single food item now, that the bodies are getting so overrun with toxins and inflammatory foods. That's why you're seeing celiac disease and irritable bowel syndrome and liver issues and stomach issues and acid reflux.
I was just diagnosed with celiac disease about a month and a half ago.
A lot of times people don't even know this food items are in the food, and they don't even understand because nobody talks about it. The media will system, talk about
it's inflaming your system.
That's what it does. And the thing is, the body is designed to regenerate and heal. What happens is when you get exposure to that food every single day, the body can't regenerate its cells fast enough to heal and get the inflammation markers down. So they just keep building and building and building till the digestive system gets so burned out. And that's in that one study where they took pigs and they fed them Roundup Ready corn, straight Roundup Ready corn for like X amount of months. It's on the website. I don't have it in front of me. But when they dissected them, all their entire intestines and their digestive system were almost mush. These are pigs. They're designed to eat everything. And they fed them straight Roundup resistant Monsanto corn every single day in loads. Now, granted, obviously that's an extreme study, but it's pigs. It's swine. That's what they eat. And it literally melted and digested, like their guts turned to mush. And that's when I realized, and that study was like 15 years ago. And so that's when I realized, wow.
Which one of your products is for the prostate?
The prostate support. For the prostate?
Yeah.
That was the prostate called? Support.
Okay, prostate support. All right.
Yeah, that's a fantastic product for prostate.
I need to check that out.
I got to tell you this. I have talked to so many men who have taken that and over time and have seen their blood levels lower. You know, the higher the number, of course, the greater the risk for cancer or whatever. And I've, with the exception of my nephew, who really, or my wife's nephew, so there's definitely, you know, from my studies, I can affirm that
my PSA number's always been good. I just you run into some other issues when you get a little older, and I'm like, you know what.
That's what I talked about earlier, is it's kind of like addressing stuff like, okay, you're starting to have a little issue. Let's address it now, and let's not wait until it gets so bad. Oh, my gosh, now my PSA's to the roof. Now I can't urinate, all these issues. It's like, okay, probably should have addressed this 5, 10, 15 years ago. That's why I always recommend people get regular blood work at least every 6 to 12 months. I get my bloods checked every year, and they're usually perfect. But, again, it just gives you that little bit of like, okay, what's this number? I could work on this. Oh, my D3 is a little low. It's 49 instead of 55 or 60 where I like to keep it. And you can kind of tweak stuff a little bit better, because it's like being an archer trying to shoot with no target. They're like, hey, you need to hit that. Hit what? I don't know. Hit something. You have no idea what you're going after.
They look at mine every 3 months. It's just, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to stop by your site afterwards.
Yeah, front load it too. I tell people the prostate support, front load like 4 capsules for the first couple days. And that's for like, you know, if you start having issues, and then you can drop it back down to 2 capsules a day with that product. But that really, what it'll do is it'll front load it and get it in your system. And we actually have 3 different prostate formulas. 2 of them are from 2 different other companies. One's from New Chapter, one's from Gaia. And I keep those as backup, because I have guys that have had, like, when they're having severe issues, I'll actually put them on our prostate support and the other 2 prostate supplements, all 3 of them. And some people go, well, that's a bit extreme. Well, what's more extreme? Having to be at the doctor every single month because you're having all these problems and going on more pharmaceutical drugs that have more issues and more side effects. Address it while it's there. Get the inflammation markers down. And then, you know, you can titrate some stuff down a little bit and lower your dosage. But you got to get the inflammation. That's the biggest factor, is inflammation with the prostate, with the gut, with the digestive system, with the heart. Got to get the inflammation down, man. That's the biggest factor of all of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been with the celiac thing, you know, going gluten-free and all has been a challenge, but I'm doing it. So
good. The GHI cleanse will really help get the inflammation down in your gut. That's one of the big ones we use for that. I know Doug uses it for his liver. I use it for my liver every single day. And also just keeping my digestive tract with the inflammation reduction. Because even as clean as I eat, you still get exposed to this stuff on a regular basis. I mean, you never like to go out and eat something. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I like to get a Five Guys burger on a, you know, irregular basis. That is not the healthiest thing to eat in the world. I'm not even going to sit here and paint some halo over my head. But it's like, okay, eat clean 80 to 90% of the time. Enjoy something that's a little fun occasionally. You got to live life, but you can't flip it. You can't do the 80-20 where it's 80% crap dog food, and then you try to eat clean, you know, one day out of the week. You got to invert those numbers on that.
And unfortunately, that's what most of America does.
Oh, yeah. And then what they do is they eat one day out of the week, they eat a salad, and they go, I ate a salad today for one day.
I had a salad today.
Yeah, what'd you eat the rest of the week? McDonald's and Taco Bell. I'm like, and you wonder why you don't feel I mean, it's not rocket science once you start doing the research. And that's why I try to keep everything out there with everybody is do the research. If you need information, we're here at Health Masters to give people at least the information, the opportunity to learn. And some people want to learn. Some people don't. Some people want to blame the world. Well, I have this problem, and this problem, and this problem. I'm like, okay,
it's well, so much easier to blame the world.
Exactly. And that's the mindset that we've built now, especially with this younger generation, the generation under me. Everything. I talk to some of these young kids sometimes. Everything is somebody else's fault. Everything. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter that my car got repossessed, I didn't pay my bills, and I have a bad credit score, my girlfriend broke up with me. It's everybody else's fault but mine. I could never be the problem in any of these situations. The world's out to get me. And, you know, I remember Jim Rohn. He's passed now. I used to listen to him all the time when I was younger. I still listen to him too sometimes, some of his old stuff. And he talked about that before. And he goes, you can never start to progress, heal, become successful, grow forward until you start taking responsibility for your actions, your behavior, your consequences. It will never happen. Don't care what you do, where you go, what happens. Until you take responsibility, you go, okay, what am I doing? What's that doing to me? And is that okay? Ask the question, address it, and then move forward. Everybody screws up. Everybody's stupid crap. But once you acknowledge it, you go, okay, that was a bad move. I'm not doing that again. You can learn and grow from it.
And fix it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't fix it when it's everybody else to blame. The whole world's at fault because, you know, you're existing. It's, you know,
we were just talking about that today. I was discussing that with a friend over lunch. We were talking about how no one takes responsibility.
No.
They blame their parents. They blame the school teachers. Yeah. They blame the system. It's their boss's fault. You know what?
Yeah.
Pull your pants up, you know, straighten up, take responsibility.
I think after this Epstein debacle, along with everything else we've witnessed, especially me the last 30, 40 years, I think we can all come to the conclusion nobody's coming to save us. We're on our own. I mean, the only savior we got is Christ. That's it. Other than that, we've got to figure it out and rely, you know, on our close friends and family to have our backs through stuff. But the government's not going to save us. If they do anything, it's going to be probably detrimental. I mean, the same government that told us there's nothing to do with Epstein, no file, no client list, is the same government that said the COVID shot's safe and effective for everyone, including pregnant mothers and six-month-olds. Don't ask questions. Don't look at the 55,000 pages from Pfizer that show otherwise. It's safe and effective. Everybody needs to get the shot, and don't question it because, you know, Fauci's the science god. If you question him, you're questioning science. Mm-hmm. This is that same government, by the way. It's just different people, different actors, and different monkeys. That's really it now. I think everybody's getting that.
Well, you're right. Nobody's coming to save us in Austin, and people have to understand that. And we've said it before, his part we cannot do, our part he will not do.
Yep.
Amen to that.
That's exactly.
Austin, I want to get your take before you have to bolt. I want to get your take on the flooding. Okay, now. Obviously, we know there's geoengineering out there. We know through some recent finds in the social media realm that the cloud seeding has been very active in the areas of the flooding. Any thoughts on but we also know it rains, and we also know that the floods do happen. So
it is summer. It is summer. It monsoons every day here in Florida right now. Yeah. I can't say definitively that, you know, weather warfare was used in Texas. I can say definitively that weather warfare and weather modification is 100% real. That's very real. That's been going on all the way since the Vietnam War with Operation Popeye. It was declassified in the 70s, showing how we're doing cloud seeding to flood out the roads in Vietnam. That was way old school technology. So, yes, we have that technology now. Was that used in Texas? I don't know, but I do find it very, very odd. As I said earlier, the tragedy, my condolences to the family, especially those young girls and their family. God, it's a horrible situation. And the crazy part about it is it's like you got this bill that gets ramrodded through on Friday. This whole thing happens with the flooding, with some of the worst flooding with the largest amount of rainfall in existence in this area in decades, they've said. Then suddenly this whole thing comes out with Epstein. Suddenly now everything's going on. New Mexico's had another massive flood. North Carolina just got flooded again. Is it weather modification? Is it obfuscation? Are they using this as theater? It's hard to say in all cases, but when you start seeing stuff add up, it starts to get pretty weird. And especially when the timing is so bizarre like it is right now. And I don't know. The stuff that I've seen, it was pretty crazy in Texas. And I can give my condolences to the family, but the timing was very, very odd how everything went along with this. And it's funny because The Guardian just put out a massive post entitled "Far-Right Conspiracy Theory Spread Online in Aftermath of Texas Floods. Social medias are claiming that weather modification is controlled by the U.S. government." Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. they admitted it. It's not even a question or conspiracy theory, but now they're already doing damage control, saying far right conspiracy theories are blaming this. You know, they've got to keep the narrative going of the global warming. They've got to keep it going because the only way they can keep taxing everyone and trying to control everyone is they have to have a boogeyman. Everything always has to have a boogeyman. We had to have, you know, Osama bin Laden in Iraq and weapons of mass destruction with, you know, basically with everything that was going on over there. We had to have, you know, Gaddafi. We always have to have a boogeyman. We have to have ISIS. We have to have somebody to go after and to blame. And so one of the most effective things is weather, global warming. It's because you're breathing air. It's because the cows are farting. It's because you're not driving a Tesla. We're not going to talk about the lithium ion battery strip mines, the lithium mines. We're not going to talk about everything else that goes along with that. We're not talking about China's the biggest polluted country in the entire world, more than almost every other country combined with India. Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
In Canada, they don't talk about the 30 or 40 arsonists that get arrested. Yeah. You know, for setting fires in Canada.
Right.
It's always global warming. It's always global warming.
And we're not going to talk about the different types of space-based weapon platforms that the U.S. government admits. We own the technology. I mean, we have that system. We have the laser systems. Lockheed Martin talks about it on their website with active denial system and space-based weapon platforms. It's all real. It exists. They admit it. And that doesn't happen. We don't talk about that. And it's the typical gaslighting to an nth degree. And we just watched that with Epstein. We've watched it with everything now. And that's why I want everybody to watch that video with Trump's behavior and Pam Bondi's behavior, because that is textbook classic deflection and trying to make you're wrong. You're a bad person now. You're guilty for asking me a question that's a very normal question. And that's normally what everybody does in the intelligence community when you ask them something. They deflect it. They redirect it back on you. And now you're the bad person for simply asking a question. Fauci was great at that. And so is everybody else as far as the government, my opinion.
With Trump playing along right now, the CIA, this is a wet dream bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. They got the big guy on board. So this really makes me wonder. This is why I have to go back and I have to start questioning things that we took for granted. And
the thing is, I've always said this. I've said this even back before COVID. Find out. Many people said this before me. Find out who you can't criticize. Find out who you can't question. You'll find out who's running the show real quick. Find out who you can't talk about. And as soon as you start talking about a topic, that's forbidden. That's forbidden. You can't talk about that. That's off topic. You can't ask that question.
Yep.
Why? I mean, the First Amendment is pretty clear. So now I can't ask a question because it makes you upset. That's now I'm really going to start asking questions.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah.
We're in trouble, man.
Yeah. That's why I keep telling everybody, keep everything together because it's getting weird now, really weird.
And Austin, you're right. I mentioned this yesterday. I look, and we've talked about this before. There is no one that is coming to save us. We are on our own, and that's a pretty sad statement when we have this administration in office. We put our trust in this administration. In my personal view, I think all of this is a violation of that trust, of that pact, of what we thought. Now, there are some people, again, twisting themselves in knots and like a pretzel trying to justify certain actions of this administration. However, the people that are shining, like RFK, I got to give him props for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you know, the justice system is dead. And the other thing, too, going back to the Epstein situation, in my social media post, in my ex post, I did mention again, you know, the victims. Who's speaking for the victims? Who's speaking up for the children? Yeah. And that hurts. It really hurts to think about that, because those are daughters and sons of people.
Just babies, man.
Yeah.
Their lives were never the same after that happened to them. I mean, and that's what makes me so mad, is not only are they lying to the American population, they're completely dismissing all the victims for anything that's ever happened to them, and basically saying, nothing ever happened. We don't know anything. There was some child porn. Nothing to see here. Epstein didn't do anything as far as with trafficking. Nothing. We're just going to ignore it. And this is always what they do. They don't want to talk about what's really happening, so they deflect it. And I think that's why everybody's so sick of it now, is we saw it during COVID. It was prevalent during COVID to a degree that we never witnessed. And now they're running the same play because it worked. I mean, the CIA is not even supposed to be operating on this side of the fence. They're supposed to be an international intelligence community for spies. They do more damage in the United States and control the United States than they do any other country in the entire world. Yeah. The CIA is the enemy of the state. Nobody wants to address that, because it's the golden calf you don't talk about. The CIA is the enemy of the civilian population in the United States now. No one will say that, but I mean, it's what's happening.
Exactly the area that they're not supposed to operate in.
Exactly. The one that they're supposed to protect, they're being used to continually control. And I mean, this is supposed to be fixed after Hoover and his giant insane blackmailing with the FBI. And it's never ended. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And now you got, like I said, hand in glove with Mossad. Who's the hand? Who's the glove? I think personally, from what I've been told, they're so interwound. They operate basically in both sides of countries all the time. They work together. They're essentially almost the same agency now with Mossad and CIA. And that's not a real fun topic to get into. It gets pretty weird when you get into it, but that's what we're watching now. And, said everybody needs to focus on their health, focus on their mind, focus on family, continue to work what you can locally, because I'll tell you right now, the CIA and Mossad, nobody's shutting those agencies down. They're too big. I mean, look what they just did.
They're
here, so work around with what you got.
And there's no telling where this is heading as far as how we can respond to it and when we're gonna have to respond to it.
That's exactly right, especially now with this whole surveillance system with Palantir getting put into place and this bill passing. We thought 2001 with the Patriot Act and, you know, TSA and all this stuff was so invasive. Golly, we're looking back at now at that, and I'm like, that was a walk in the park. Talking about now. we're talking about insane surveillance and overwatch and overreach into your private life. And then it's like, and everybody wants to go get their Alexas in their house and have their refrigerator talk to them, have their thermostat listen to them and control everything. And I'm like, you're literally paying for the very control grid that is going to own you at a certain point in time if you keep playing this dangerous game out of convenience. I mean, ChatGPT and all this AI crap that's coming out now. Yeah, some of it's great. Some of it works good. I've used some of it. Cool story. But, I mean, they're talking about people getting, you know, Baker Acted now, getting arrested, going to jail, voluntarily going to Baker Act, trying to get Baker Act just to get away, because it's becoming such a schizophrenia nightmare, because people are, like, connecting with this AI and it's telling them to do all this stuff, including suicide. It's really weird. And that's the same kind of system we want to put into place to do surveillance and monitor and watch, control everyone. Like, did nobody watch Terminator and Cyberdyne?
Yeah. It's a social credit score. What a disaster that will be for human beings. You're talking about instantly being punished. Yeah. Instantly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, China is the perfect example. They've already put that in place for years. There's hundreds of thousands of people in China now that can't even get on a plane, can't even get on a train, can't even rent a car.
Guys like us, we might not be able to buy groceries.
Yeah, you know, when you take it a step further, and now you start allowing AI to predictively model what they think somebody's going to do based on their surveillance behavior, their algorithm, they start coming and say, well, this is Minority Report, dude. We thought that was a science fiction film. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing they're about to do. We now assume, based on his AI profile, he's going to commit this crime in 5 days. So we're arresting him and holding him now until we figure out what to do. That's where they're going to start going, this predictive crime modeling.
And bingo. And
that's a creepy place.
They're talking about that in Canada, where if you're speaking out against the government, just speaking out about it, you could end up in prison for life.
Yeah, look what they do in the UK already. You start posting stuff on the UK, you don't like the Muslim invasion going in and the hordes of individuals that are raping women over there, suddenly they just arrest you. Why? Well, because you said something we don't like on social media. Go to jail.
Have either of you seen, and it sounds, Austin, like you might have seen yesterday's interview, at least a portion of it, with Catherine Austin Fitz about Palantir being in partnership with the Netanyahu syndicate. Have you seen that?
I have not watched it yet. I did hear about it, though. I was planning on going over it this week.
Okay. With your permission, if you can hang for another few minutes here, there's a 3-minute video clip. I think it's really important and really confirms what you are saying, what both of you are saying with regard to Palantir.
Send it, man. I'm here for it.
Eric, can you tell me when it's ready?
Palantir is in partnership with the Netanyahu syndicate and the breakaways.
But they have contracts with Health and Human Services. They have contracts.
The government pays them massive amounts of money. And so if you look at the Doge theft, what you've done is you've moved between the government contracts. You know, there's a new sole source ICE contract on the way to Palantir as well. That's just announced. I just found that last night. So you've got, you know, you basically, they have the Treasury data, they have the IRS data, they have the Social Security data. They now they're going to have all the ICE data.
They had some already.
Yeah. They had some already. And then Trump has announced he wants to privatize Freddie and Fannie, but Palantir is going to underwrite all the packages before they come into Freddie and Fannie. So they're going to have all the housing data. And we know HHS has said they're organizing all the health, public and private health data. So I'm assuming that's going in as well. And basically, you're talking about that data being managed and I think at this point, basically privatized into AI.
Owned by Palantir. They're going to effectively own it. They're going to have AI running it. And one of these things,
I don't know if they will legally, technically, because if you look at how it was transferred, mm-hmm. So the Doge operation, if I'm right, and this is my hypothesis, if the Doge operation did what I think, they transferred all the data and they did it when an XAI announced a partnership with Palantir.
Yes.
And then the government turned around, and Palantir had a lot of contracts with those agencies anyway, but then they gave them additional contracts. And so they have plenty of money, especially the ICE is going to be sole source, so you can just do pretty much whatever you want. So they have plenty of money to manage that data. And yes, I think they have it on a private basis. And what's interesting, I have somebody, a professional that I work with who has to do income verification. Mm-hmm. And magically, 2 weeks after Doge got the Treasury, Social Security, and IRS, suddenly the income verification service he uses announces they have 100% of Americans now complete data on everyone, magically.
It's astonishing. And one of the elements of the ICE contract is that they can track immigrants' location in real time through Palantir back to ICE. You know, that's the kind of surveillance.
Which means they can attract everyone.
Exactly.
Right.
There's absolutely no reason that doesn't apply to the citizens.
The whole, You know, the ICE story is complicated because there are multiple things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no doubt the primary thing going on is building a complete biometric surveillance of the entire population.
Of the entire population. So you use.
So that clip is compliments of the conservative mm-hmm. voice, and it's exactly what both of you are saying. Austin, you brought that up, and man, you drove it home. Yeah, there it
the
is.
The immigration issue is just a Pandora's box.
Yeah.
It is. It's funny because when all this stuff started with Doge, you know, I thought to myself, and I brought it up on the show at first, I thought, you're giving this agency, Doge, this new agency with Elon Musk, this carte blanche, I mean, served on a giant platter table with all the amenities and all the sides of everybody's information to go in and check fraud. And it's funny, they go in and they did exactly what she said. They get all the data with Social Security, IRS, all this stuff. That's where they start. Then suddenly, Elon Musk and Trump have a falling out on social media. They pull
Which
him out
bullshit.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the more I'm starting to look at it now, the more I'm starting to realize the wins that we thought we were getting. And I'll admit it. I thought, you know, oh, man, we're cutting fraud. We're going to do this. And everybody was stoked about it. And they played it like that. And then suddenly now, all like she just said, now the people that are verifying income, now they have 100% of everybody's data all the time in real time. Suddenly,
just like
after
that.
Doge came in.
Just like that.
And
just like that.
I just want to add this. That's why Brandon House on Monday, folks, if you watch Monday's show, Brandon House came in and I think it was Monday.
Tuesday. It was Monday.
Tuesday, whatever. Anyway, earlier this week, watch Brandon House because he was talking about the IRS. That's exactly what is taking place, and it's going to be happening to all of us, especially those who speak out against government. Folks, Austin Brower, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, every weekday morning. That's really a must tune into. If you're traveling to work or just working around the house, you got to tune in. You talk about information download. That's an hour very well spent, but equally and even more importantly, we cannot afford to lose viewers, listeners, whatever. We want you to be healthy, and the quality of life is important. And do yourself a favor. Do not take stuff from Walmart or CVS or whatever. Get the good stuff. The good stuff, of course, is the supplements at Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. And Austin, I want to thank you so very much for giving our listeners and viewers that discount. I know it cuts into your profits, but and you know what? Money is tight, so people appreciate that.
Yeah, I do. You know? I do.
So appreciate you, man.
Well, thank you, man. Love being on the show with you guys. Been a crazy show today. And, you know, that's all we can do is keep pushing the truth out there. Let everybody have the opportunity to digest it and make their own decisions. And that's what I keep trying to really encourage people. You know, it's your responsibility to do your own research. You don't have to agree with everything I say, and that's perfectly fine. But at least look at things and make your own decision. Don't just take what you're being told, especially from the government that has lied to us repeatedly and say, oh, well, they said it. It must be true. Ask questions. You know, really look at this stuff. So
shut off that black box in your living room.
Yeah,
get out there
exactly.
And start researching.
There ain't nothing positive on that no more, period.
Yeah, well, I can't because my Admiral TV console is connected to my hi-fi.
Okay. It's connected to my refrigerator, my thermostat.
Yeah. Awesome, Brower. Teamhealthmasters.com. Link will be in the program description box. Thanks for hanging out with us a little longer, Doug.
This has been fun. This has been fun, Austin.
Good show. Hope the listeners enjoy it. Hope you got some good information out of it. And I hope you guys have a fantastic, blessed night. I appreciate you guys.
All right, brother. Take care. Folks, that was an incredible Austin Brower. I'll tell you what, he is like, he's a man on fire. And I'm going to tell you, he's a smart cookie. And
very well informed.
Yeah.
Very well informed.
And you know, the thing, RT, is when I've had a lot of people contact me and say, you know what, they're good with their customer service. Like, for example, somebody had sent me an email when I was out, and I just read it the other day, and I'm so thankful because they had a specific ailment that they were trying to get under control, and they'd called Health Masters, and Health Masters spent, I don't know, 15 minutes on the phone with them. You cannot find companies that'll do that anymore. So there you go. So that's all good.
You can't find a company to talk to that you're already spending money with.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
you go on there. Even X is like that. You go on there. You got a complaint. You're going to talk to AI.
Yeah.
You're not even going to get anywhere near a human being.
No.
Try with your same thing with the cable company. Same thing with everything.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
It's crap. Customer service is crap today.
You know, we are, and thanks for hanging with me. That thanks for handling that first hour. I'll tell you what, I got a little bit of a rest. Listen, but I love listening to you guys because it gives me okay, so it's a different perspective when I'm listening to you and Austin talk. Mm-hmm. It gives me a better focus perspective on the show. So it was fun.
That actually was fun.
Yeah. So, okay. There were some comments made when we were, I think it was when we were on last together. We need, at this point, I believe people need to know to the extent we can tell them. Okay. Stuff about
comments made. I thought, okay, we don't have to go beat anybody's ass or anything.
Well, that's always a possibility.
I got my leg now, man. We can go.
There you go. Just put your leg on, and I'll tell you what. No, you know. And by the way, I'm so happy because you know what. I guarantee you, you'll be running foot races here pretty soon. No, I mean,
I just have to get the balance thing down. That's all. Still, that's what I'm working on is the balance. And if I step on something that I'm not familiar with, like a piece of gravel.
Yeah. Imagine that would be.
Yeah.
Well, hell, I got balance. I got two natural legs and balance on myself.
I used to trip on air. So,
exactly.
So give me an artificial leg now.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that did it and bless his heart, he looked at me the one day and he goes, let me be clear. He goes, you're going to fall. He didn't BS me at all. He says, you will fall. You're an amputee. You're going to fall.
Right. Right. Yeah. Expect it. I mean, I would imagine that because it's like a young child learning to walk, you know, you're going to get bumps.
Yeah. And I don't remember learning to walk as a kid, but I remember getting up out of the chair and taking that first step.
Yeah.
And it was something, but I was so thrilled to be able to take that first step after everything I've been through with this foot.
It's been a rough, 5 years, you know, that you endured. Yeah. And man, I don't know how you did it, but man,
that's why I sent you that video where I was doing no hands.
Showing off. Fantastic. Oh, thanks.
Go ahead. Throw it up there. But it was nice to be able to do no hands. And it took some work to get to that.
Yeah.
And it's still, it's just one of the things where I have to be careful. And they've told me, don't push, don't get carried away, because I'm a go-getter. And they've told me, don't get carried away. You could set yourself back a year with a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't want to do that. That's for sure.
And the hardest thing for me, honestly, is putting it on. It's the hardest thing, the pain.
Oh.
That shoots up your leg when you're compressing underneath your knee, your knee and your thigh, part of your thigh into the sleeve. But it's really hard on the calf because you still have a calf. They did my amputation. I showed you guys before. The amputation is about 8 inches up from flat four, about 8 inches up. They did that for a reason because it was going to make it easier for me to walk. But that's a lot to stuff into this cylinder, for lack of better terms. And it's been really interesting. And some days it's like my leg is, I'm learning things like your leg changes size during the day.
Yeah.
I could put three socks on my stump in the morning and maybe go down to one sock by afternoon. Although it's usually you start out maybe with one sock in the morning And by afternoon, you have to put three socks on because you don't want your leg moving around inside of the prosthetic.
You know.
Yeah. And when you see me walk, you'll see what I'm talking about, how you don't want your leg hitting the plastic part.
Yeah. And here, folks, here's a video for those listening. You can tune that. Just go on Rumble. Look at that.
But that I was actually walking on those rails and back and forth and not with any hands, just having my hand above the rail in case I could possibly fall.
That's marvelous, man. That is absolutely marvelous.
And ladies and gentlemen, you guys prayed for me. The prayer is what helped put me there today. Okay? Prayer.
Man.
Prayer, because I was dying literally from a bone infection. It was killing me. And by prayer to make the right decisions, prayer for the surgeons to do the right things. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been with me for the last 4.5 years of this nightmare. And I say thank you, and I mean thank you. Thank every one of you for the prayers.
You know that we have listeners and viewers. A lot of the people who support this platform are going through tremendous health yes. problems. And yes. I mean, my heart goes out to everyone who has issues. And, I can relate a lot, and you can too. But you got to keep your mind right, yes. especially now.
Yes.
You know,
you have to keep it clean and clear. Yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the folks like are connected with me on Twitter. There's a lot of people on Twitter that DM me and they ask me to pray for them. And I absolutely will pray for them. I put out a post last night. I was just cruising through X doing some stuff. And I saw a gal that had to start chemo today. And she was scared. I don't even know her. She's in the UK. And it hit me. For some reason, this really hit me. And I immediately took her post. I left her a message. I said, I don't know you, but I am going to pray for you. And I'm going to ask the people that are following me, my prayer warriors, to please pray for you. And then I took a picture of her profile. I stuck it on X and sent it out. And immediately response from people. So thank you. That's right there. That's how I don't know this woman. I don't know her, but something about her profile that maybe it was the dog. I don't know, but I could see, look at that, making the most of it before the chemo starts tomorrow. And I see people all the time try to draw you in and all that. I went through her post. She's legit. And I could see the fear on her face.
Yeah.
And that grabbed me. That grabbed me really hard. And so we got it out there, and people have been responding, and people are praying for her. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you. We're helping a total stranger. What a better way to witness for the Lord.
Amen to that. And I saw a post, speaking of social media and prayer, I saw a post today of a gentleman talking about Epstein, talking about the lies, everything that we're seeing right now. And once more, here's a man who's saying, we are fighting this spiritual battle. I mean, this is demonic, fully demonic. And it's beyond our comprehension. The evil is beyond a lot of people's comprehension. So we can expect these lies. We can expect to be lied to. We can expect to be gaslit. We can expect all of this because we're not fighting at a traditional terra firma level. We're fighting a spiritual war, you know?
This is when people tell you this is good versus evil. That's not a lie.
No.
That's the best summary I could even ever see that describes this fight. We're fighting the devil. You take things like what was going on with Epstein and the fact that they would even attempt to cover up that perversion on a national level when everybody in America wants some damn answers tells you we are fighting evil. And I hate to say it, but that guy in the White House is starting to trouble me.
Well,
he's starting to bother me.
And this brings me back to what I was mentioning about Butler. You know, a couple of dates that are that I know very well. Of course, this Friday the 11th is Friday, and that's my dog Lady, her 11th birthday. Okay, I know that date, but 2 days later, July 13th is a year from the assassination attempt on Butler. Okay, now. The word is, and I think I conveyed this to you, and I had to be careful conveying this, but the word is, and folks, again, I'm going to just be flat out honest, transparent.
Here it is.
Donald Trump does not necessarily want this pursuit anymore. Okay, he said that publicly. He does not really want Butler pursued, the investigation into Butler. Essentially, you know, it's over, it's past, let it go. The DOJ, the FBI, crooks acted alone. And, you know, there's no evidence to support any other theories. Okay, that puts us and that man, Randy Taylor, myself, Eric the Tech, everyone who worked on this case in a very odd
spot,
troubling position. That's right. Because what do you do? And because we are governed by certain laws and think of an attorney. When you retain an attorney, even if it's for a dollar, Or if it's you retain an attorney on a contingency basis, which I don't think, do they do that anymore? I'm not even sure. You cannot, there are certain things that lawfully we cannot disclose, which is sadly, it's troublesome. For example, we can't disclose our client unless our client gives us express permission to do so. Who's our client? We cannot do that. We cannot. If we turn over information and our client says, you cannot talk about this. We don't want this made public. We are bound by law, subject to jail. Okay. Because in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the PI statute, mm-hmm. Okay. And the
it's like a lawyer act. Or a doctor. Yeah.
So that's why there are certain things we cannot say. However, if there's no prohibition on things, then we can, you know, we have implied consent to go ahead and say that. So having said all of that, you know, what you said about things, the Department of Justice, the FBI, especially with Bongino and Kash Patel, them coming out and saying, look, there's no evidence to support that Crooks was working with anyone.
And Bongino was saying that from day one, too. That's what pissed me off.
Yeah, that's a damn lie. It is a damn lie.
It is. I vouch for that. That is a lie.
And
Bongino was buying what the Secret Service said, no matter what.
But yeah. You know, tell me how you feel about this, because I don't think we've ever worked this out on air in front of the public.
Okay. Good.
Well, I guess this is a conceptual thing.
It's not vodka. It's water.
Yeah, sure it is. Take a straw with that.
Yeah.
If I'm not even sure where I was going with that,
there's things.
Well, there are things.
Why? There were two shooters, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, you have to know that.
And Eric, chime in
to know that. Eric knows it.
Yeah.
I know it. Doug knows it. That kid was sacrificed that day. That kid thought he was going home.
And
he thought the other shooter was going to do the work.
Well, okay. I remember what I was going to say. Ben Shapiro came out and was, I don't care for Ben Shapiro. I don't like to listen to him, but he came out and he said something. If the Department of Justice, with regard to the Epstein stuff, if they say that there's no list and there's no conspiracy, there's no this, there's no that, then it's up to you. If it's up to us, we, the people, to prove there is. The onus is on us. Okay. Now think about that for a second. Okay, fine. Then level the playing field and give us the authenticated investigative materials that you have, and we'll make that decision as expert witnesses, or of course that's a legal definition, but we could get classified as expert witnesses with the Department of Justice.
Show us what you got, man.
Exactly. So yes, that's fine. I'm willing to do that if you show us the evidence that you have, but minus that, okay, you're at a disadvantage, and that argument is a straw man's argument. It just doesn't hold water. So apply that to the Butler situation. My question, and with you, Randy Taylor, what do you think the reason would be that Donald Trump doesn't want, it's done, it's over with? I mean, I don't need any more information. I don't really care about it. And I guess in a sense it is. It's in the past. Maybe he doesn't want to relive it. But what do you think is behind that? Is there a misplaced trust in Bongino and Patel, or is there something else behind that?
I think there's something else behind it. I think that since we talked about this Monday night. And it's bothered me before that. I'm going back through everything that I have on Butler and that we have. I'm going back and I'm missing something.
Well,
I'm just saying to where we can definitively say here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we know. Okay. And I'm going to explain that.
It's difficult, isn't it? When you have to talk around certain things, but
yeah, because you have to be careful about what you say. But the kid out there that day, honestly, was a distraction. In my opinion, he didn't think he was going to take a rifle round down the throat. He didn't.
No,
he didn't. He thought he was going home.
Eric the Tech was right after Eric the Tech mentioned something about the distance because he was.
I wasn't going to. Yeah, we talked about it off air about the distance that a good sniper could have hit Trump in the ear. A good sniper. And at that range, I could have done it. At that range, Eric could have done it. Pretty sure Doug could.
I've seen Eric do it.
I know damn good while my daughter could. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I've worked with guys that I know could do that. The thing that was bugging me about the ear, there should have been a piece missing. I mean a good size piece missing. No.
Folks in the chat, what do you think about that?
That just bothers me. Okay, because we know there's a second shooter, and now we're starting to see this behavior by Trump, this what's going on. You know, and the folks that know me and know Doug, we've talked about things haven't really sat right with us since election night.
Yeah.
Election night, we were like, oh, this was too easy. This was way too easy. And then that's when I read, was starting thinking, geez, I hope we haven't been duped. And then I thought about the globalists and then Trump's behavior immediately after the election, given the nod to the globalists, you know, the globalist companies to buy the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
And then talking about
that still blows my mind to think about that.
And then talking about taking over Greenland, and actually just in those two comments form that perfect map that Alex Jones 20 years ago was trying to warn people about, that would become the North American territory.
Right.
Basically everything above the Panama Canal and all the way up to Greenland. And, well, and it makes your head hurt when you start thinking about it, because I thought, okay, the globalists knew that if the left, and this is just a working theory, they would say, well, if the left wins, the people are going to revolt, because you have to admit, before election time, things were getting pretty hostile. People and were ready to go to war.
That's one more thing, folks. Listen to me and RT. We have the evidence, and it's based on membership listserv kind of things, where the left are planning absolute violence. In fact, I think Alex Jones talked about that here this week or last week.
Yesterday.
My days are running together, kind of like Steve Quayle, who's going to be on tomorrow, by the way. But nonetheless, so the left is planning violence was planned. As a matter of fact, that was planned probably, 6 years ago? The architecture for those plans. So anyway, by the way, I just want to address Red River Patriots. Someone is putting out a movie called Who Shot Trump? Do you know anything about that, Doug or Randy or Eric? I personally don't.
I don't either.
Yeah. And look, we will collect information that we can authenticate. Stuff like this? No, I don't know.
And when we're speculating, we're making quite clear that we're speculating on things. We have to float some theories. There's some things that we have to look at, because the behavior isn't matching the man that we knew.
Correct.
And that troubles me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greatly, especially surrounding this Epstein thing, but not limited to that. Okay, that whole Doge thing.
Yes.
You know, the tons of billions and billions of dollars that was scraped out and things were scrapped and this and that. And then they turn around and then Trump signs a bill that costs even more than what Elon saved. Elon saying Trump was on the flight logs. Well, look, Elon, I'm sure at some point, if you were with Doge and everything and you hanging out with Washington and this and that, I'm sure you saw something related to Epstein. And if you sit there and tell me you did, I think you're probably full of shit. What was it?
I have no doubt in my mind that there was a business or a relationship there. I don't know what kind, but I'm fairly certain, and this again is my feeling, my speculation, that if there was something with respect to President Trump incriminating, you know, other countries, other people who don't like him, in addition to blackmail, could also would have used that, I believe, to perhaps stop President Trump from doing certain things or expose it.
Something's wrong.
But look, to think that he would be, I think Glenn Beck had said it better than I could, and that's the fact that, you know, what kind of, maybe it wasn't Glenn Beck, maybe it was Rogan or someone else saying that, you know, what kind of proclivities President Trump has, and it's not toward little boys, little girls, it's, you know, on the mean, basically. But anyway, so okay, but yeah, there's something really terribly wrong going on, and that's what we need to really, I think, impress upon people, and that, and the areas in which we can actually, I don't know, speak with authority.
Yeah, we have to be real careful. And like I said, if it's just something to think about or whatever, then we'll present it as that. We're not saying it's fact.
Yeah.
But I'm saying let your mind work on some different things here. Start questioning what you previously took as gold.
And so, you know, the very same. Okay, so the Epstein, that whole debacle, what's taking place elsewhere, I think they're tied together. They're tightly entangled, I suppose. And I say that because when you look at and remember, we were saying to watch who you listen to. Watch the people who are on the right, the conservative voices, who are just peddling the party line as the truth, and it's not the truth. It's their truth. It's the party line or the specific truth that it's not truth. It's a story, I guess. And a perfect example of that are the people out there holding up those white binders. You check out who they are, and check out who is giving President Trump or giving the administration a pass on all of this.
And something to remember is Trump is not God. People refer to him, if you watch on X and all that, people just say, Trump, 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 Trump. Trump puts his pants on just like we do. He is not God.
He might have somebody help him. I mean, you know.
But my point is, he's a fallible human being.
Yes. Yeah.
And the easiest way to get the patriots in this country under control would be through Trump.
And folks in the chat, have you thought of that? And have you thought about what Randy Taylor said?
After the show the other night, man, the email was silent.
Yeah.
Usually we get emails after the show. There was nobody said crap the other night after we questioned Trump. It got real quiet Monday night and Tuesday.
Well, and why is that? Okay,
I even texted you and said,
"I saw
this
that.
This is weird, Doug. This is weird because people think about it. Trump has become part of the typical patriot's belief system.
Yes,
when you take away a person or question a person, get them to question their own belief system. The first thing you're going to get is either somebody very upset or you're going to get silence." Because suddenly they go, oh, my God, what if? All I'm saying is, folks, don't discount it. Remember, Trump is not the Lord Jesus Christ. People treat him like he is and act like he is and MAGA this and MAGA that, okay? MAGA stands for Make America Great Again. Trump's name isn't even in it, okay? He's just a human being. Don't make him out to be any more than he is. And the behavior that we're seeing lately, I'm deeply concerned because that's not what we voted for.
Well, now, Third Heaven in the chat writes, RT, a couple of weeks ago, you were saying how much you would love to work for Trump weeding out the bad guys. Question mark.
Yeah, and guess what? I voted for him, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah. But an awful lot has happened in those few weeks.
That's a good point.
And I can change my mind any damn time I want.
Now, and this Red River Patriot says he's so much better than Kamala, obviously. I mean,
well, yes, there's that.
However, a friggin' sweet potato would be better than Kamala. You know,
however, ladies and gentlemen, start questioning the actions. Okay, look at what he's been doing. You know, I don't want to talk just Epstein. Okay?
Yeah.
Start looking at some different things. Now, I'm not going to list them. I'm not going to sit here and try and sell you anything. I'm asking you to look at it yourself. If you look at it and you go, oh, he's the man, that's it. No questions asked. Then cool. You're entitled to that.
Yeah, and I think it's, see, to me, it's so much bigger than any one man, any one administration, any one department of an administration. Because what we're seeing here at this level, I believe, is really evil incarnate. I mean, evil that is so pervasive. Because when you're talking about the largest child trafficker in the world, the largest child trafficking and sexual exploitation of children, individual in on the planet, that being Epstein, and Maxwell, and you can't forget Maxwell, who's in prison. And hey, if there's no, you know, if there's no trafficking, then what the hell is she doing in prison? Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
And you know what? I would love to work for Trump.
Yeah,
actually, I would. You know why? Because I'd know what was going on real quick.
Well, and look what happened to, and a lot of people are just kind of not really talking about this. What happened with that breakup between Musk and Trump? Now, a lot of people, and I think we were too, that said it was bound to happen. The reasons, of course, we weren't sure, but what did happen? And why?
Things don't add up, and that's just the thing. If it doesn't add up, the smart thing to do is question it.
Yeah.
Okay. If 2 and 2 doesn't come out at 4, and you come up with anything else, you got to stop and go, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. And I want you to go back and start with election night. Start there and work forward.
How much stock do you put into there's a plan that's taking place right now to take America back, but it's covert in nature. Reminiscent of the Q. Yeah, yeah. Now, obviously, okay. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah,
yeah. You think that's? No.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Because these things are actually being put into law. Things are being put into law. That's not a ploy.
Yeah.
Okay. That is now effectively law.
Okay. I wanted to address that because some people are still hanging on to it.
That is a good question. There are some cute people still out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, trust the plan. You know what? I'm sure people go into the gas chamber of trust the plan. I don't trust the plan. I'm sorry, nobody as of late is in such a favorable place with me in the government that I just wholeheartedly put my trust in them. Trump, at the time that we pushed to get him elected, he's a far sight better than Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody was better than Kamala Harris. And Trump was the other guy to vote for. And yes, I voted for Trump. Absolutely. But since then, I've had to question some things. I might be wrong. I may get my questions answered and go, you know what? I was wrong, because I'll be the first one that steps up and says it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that we both said going into the election, we were talking about this before, that Trump is the best information at this time that we had. And that's who we were voting for. That's who we were promoting. That's exactly. Amen. And that's we also said, both of us said, if he's not the guy he says he is, we will call him out on it.
Yeah,
we said that. It's on the show. It's on tape. It's on record. So guess what?
100%.
His actions, I'm calling him out on. I think that I'm not the only one. I'm looking around and I'm starting to see people that were Trump, 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 and are starting to ask the same questions that I'm asking. Alex Jones is asking the same questions. There's just some things that aren't matching up.
Okay.
If there's a master plan, cool.
But the one of the issues that's undeniable, I think, that we can use as a sort of a barometer of things, and I saw somebody mention this in the chat, is the arrests For example, you've heard, I'm pretty sure, and most people in the chat have heard, and listeners and viewers have heard, that there are investigations being open, investigations opening up against on Brennan and Comey with respect to their actions in regard to the Steele dossier, the Russia hoax, and things of that nature, lying before Congress.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Isn't that great? We've seen these investigations. Where's the follow up? Where are the arrests?
Yeah. Just like with Epstein, you cannot say there wasn't a client list. That's a lie. That is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was a client list. There was at least at one location a notebook. When they cracked the safe at the villa, okay, there was a ton of information in there.
John Jay, 1964. Obviously, nothing is going to happen to Brennan or Comey. That's my friggin' point.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Right. Yep.
That's sure, my point.
Sure sounds good, though, doesn't it, Doug?
We can have hearings all friggin' day long. Yes. You know,
Comey and Brennan should already be in jail on a no bond.
Yeah.
There's enough evidence. There was enough evidence last time he was in office to put those two bastards in jail.
Yeah.
They're still not there. They're still not in jail.
How many people, you know, they put, look, you had Flynn, Stone, and a few others who arguably lied before Congress or were charged with lying to Congress, okay, as well as lying to federal authorities. And yes, they got arrested, but you're not seeing people like Comey, like Brennan. Brennan absolutely lied
Clinton,
to Congress.
Lock her up. Lock her Clinton, up.
Yes.
Clinton, lock her up. Lock her. They didn't lock up anything.
No. So
they don't even lock her. They didn't lock up her car. They didn't do nothing. This is all window dressing and crap. Why? Yeah. Because we are being misled. Ladies and gentlemen, start a pros and cons list on a piece of paper. Don't depend on me to do it. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. And you've got to admit there's something not right. And what Doug just said, these people aren't being arrested. These people should already be in jail. Comey and that other clown, Brennan, they should be into their prison sentence by now.
Yeah. Yeah. And Comey comes out with 8647 and you know, it's no big deal. Gee, I didn't know what it meant. You know, acting stupid. What do you think? We're a bunch of idiots, you know? So it's all of that. It's these mind games. It's this, hey, we're going to be looking into this. Well, you know what? I mean, Matt Gaetz, great guy, saying, hey, he lied to Comey or, Brennan lied to Congress and of course, an investigation is being opened up. But when you were in there, what the hell? Okay. Mm-hmm. What the hell? Show me your results.
Ladies and gentlemen, we made a commitment to you when we came on the air years ago that we would tell you the truth as we knew it.
Yeah.
And if we suspect something or we think something's right, you got to remember, we're not coming out here and just making a headline. We're bringing you into a discussion. And the discussion that Doug and I have had and that you're listening to is something's wrong. Okay? I don't follow anybody that blindly.
Man.
I just don't. I know better. I've been around government people. I've worked with the government. I've worked for the government. I don't do it. And sometimes I just have to work with the best I have on hand. So when I voted for Trump, I was just working for the best that I had on hand.
And that's so important, using the information that you were privy to at that time.
At that point
like
in time.
We were all privy to at that time.
Yep.
In hindsight, it's always 20/20. But then again, you know, facts change, situations change. Okay, so then we have to say, wait a second, this does not comport with what, you know,
And if so I didn't bring this right. up, if I didn't bring this up at like Monday night and tonight, I would be being dishonest with you, and I would certainly expect you to not trust me anymore.
And again, this is not an indictment against President Trump. This is a discussion about the events and to evaluate things.
Yes, because we're not going to be the only ones to say this. You're going to get some news media are going to start. Doug and I get a little ahead of things. But you're going to catch news people asking the same questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't think just because they're leftists, and when they ask the questions, that it's just based solely on being on the left, because they want to burn them too. Okay. So, sorry.
No. But thank you, we're running out of time.
Yeah. Thank you very much for putting up with me tonight.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing the first.